This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our program begins on this Tuesday with yet another pandemic-induced video conference. Routine though they may be by now, this one could have ramifications for the entire global economy. OPEC Plus, which is the 13 core members of the cartel and 10 oil-producing but not quite in the club yet countries, had a tough weekend. Not only could they not come to terms on the aforementioned Zoom on higher production targets as demand heats up, they couldn't even agree on when to meet next, virtually or otherwise. So that took crude prices to seven-year highs at one point today, before closing down a tad a bit more than $73 a barrel for the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate. Told you all that so we could tell you this. That $73 and change is way above break-even for most U.S. oil producers. And yet, American drillers aren't pumping anywhere near what they were just a couple of years ago. Now, I always thought when prices spike like this, it was drill, baby, drill, right? Marketplace's wildcatting correspondent Andy Euler sets me straight.
Okay, so turns out there's a lot that's holding American producers back. Ellen R. Wald, president of Transversal Consulting, says first and foremost is the idea of capital discipline.
Some of it is definitely due to this emphasis now on paying down debts, on return on investment, but also they're seeing a real reluctance among investors to shell out more money for new drilling.
She says many institutional investors got burned over the last decade when the attitude in energy was all about growth before prices tanked. That leads to the question Jesse Thompson at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says producers are asking themselves before completing more wells.
Is this, you know, something that we're going to be able to raise investor capital to do?
Even if the cash is there, there are other factors at play as to why U.S. producers are reluctant. Oil companies have to consider the regulatory ambitions of the Biden administration, says Antoine Hauf, a founding partner at the energy consultancy Kairos, especially, he says, when it comes to the methane that leaks out of oil wells.
There's probably a concern among producers that they need to be very careful not to ramp up their methane emissions too much and to toe the line and to try to reduce their footprint as much as they can.
But come on, $75 a barrel? Michael Lynch, a fellow at the Energy Policy Research Foundation, says despite all of these issues, that's still a very tempting number for any oil company.
The industry tends to promise capital discipline and slowly drift into irrational exuberance. So if the price stays up long enough, you will see the financial taps open.
Give it a year, Lynch says, and reluctance to drill will be a thing of the past. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.